Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. From an adaptation of the original collection of Arabian Night Tales comes Louisiana Tech University's production of Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp. Associate Professor of Theater Paul Crook directs the show and joins me by phone for a preview. Paul, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Well, performances begin tomorrow night with the public performances, I should say, Paul. I know there were some school screenings that you've had here in the past couple of days. Well, let's kind of jump right in. Where does the show's story begin?
The show's story begins actually with Scheherazade, telling the tale and setting the scene. Scheherazade and Dinarzade, her sister, are our narrators. And they jump right in with Aladdin, the rascally young scamp running around the streets of Baghdad and getting mixed up with the magician and finding the lamp and winning the heart of the girl and just all the wonderful story that we know.
What are a couple of highlights that you know that the audience will enjoy?
I think what's been great in our school matinees, the students really, really enjoyed the fun that we have with theater magic in this play. You know, theater is not like movies or television, to state the obvious, but the way that we make special effects, the way that we do magic is so wonderful and enchanting, and audiences really seem to take to that.
Well, tell us about the sets, the costume design. I'm sure a lot of bright colors, just a beautiful and dazzling array. Tell us about that for the show.
Oh, it's been great. I really want to highlight our costume design, which was done by an undergraduate student and then a graduate student as the costume design assistant or assistant costume designer. And they are spectacular. I mean, talking about putting costumes on 57 actors for this show, it was just a heroic undertaking, and they're really, really beautiful. And then one of our professors did the set design and student lighting design and student sound design. It's really been a great experience for our department.
Well, you mentioned the costumes and design, the assistants there. Also, some graduate students have been involved assisting you in the project. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I have four assistant directors who are all graduate students, Molly Page, Marion Fields, Stephanie Hart, and Brennan Beams. Because we have so many children in the show, we have 38 children, grades 2 through 12 in the show, the way that I do big children's shows like this is I divide everybody up into acting groups, and it really helps to have assistant directors to take over certain acting groups, and our grad students have really done a great job.
Paul, you've mentioned the young people across North Central Louisiana as part of this production. What has this opportunity meant for them and for you and those leading putting the show together?
This has really been a great experience. We, as a department of theater, made a commitment a few years ago that we wanted to include children's theater programming in our rotation every other year or so. And so this is the second big children's show we've been able to do. We don't have a dedicated children's theater in Ruston, so it's really great to get children involved and get them exposed to learning about theater, about participating in theater. And they've been really, really excited, and it's been wonderful for me to do it. I have two of my children are in it too, and they're having a great time.
Well, what initially attracted you to this production?
I really like the story of Aladdin. It's a lot of fun. Michelle L. Vaca, who wrote this adaptation, and the company Classics on Stage that she and her husband created, they just do a really great job with children's scripts, and their adaptations are wonderfully done and simple and direct and beautiful to look at.
Well, what are you looking forward to most as the show begins its run?
Yeah, I think I love watching the reactions and hearing the reactions, like when the genie appears from the audience or when the evil magician appears. We encourage the kids in the audience to cheer for the heroes and boo the villains, and that's a lot of fun. And then also our special event on Sunday, our Adventures with Aladdin. I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Well, not only the performances and, as you mentioned, the special adventures with Aladdin, that coming up, but also lots of other things going on with the Department of Theater and LTCA, I believe, as well at Louisiana Tech.
That's correct. We have an LTCA concert tonight, our second event of the year, Carla Bonoff at 7:30 at Howard Auditorium. And that's going to be, she's a marvelous, you know, Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, and that's going to be great also.
Other projects for the theater department that you have coming up during this quarter, Paul?
We are starting in 10 days. We have auditions for the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which will be our next big show. Big musical. We also have coming up at the end of the quarter, our graduate students are working on a class project that's entirely dealing with them. It's two Tennessee Williams, one act. So it's a busy time down here.
Again, Paul, when are the performance times for Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp?
Performance times are 7:30 Friday and Saturday night and the 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday. And the special Adventures with Aladdin, where kids can make a craft with the cast after the show, is Sunday afternoon as well.
One thing I did want to touch upon, you mentioned there's no real children's theater in Louisiana Tech. So the opportunity to have these kids come in and talk to them, what is the message that you share with them in learning more about theater in the local community?
There is just a wealth of opportunity and growth and creativity. Theater is the most collaborative of the art forms because we involve music and dance and graphic art, visual art, and spoken word. And children just benefit so much from being a part of that. And it enriches their lives and instills a lifelong love of it, hopefully.
Well, Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp is a ticketed event. Paul, how can you find out more about attending the show?
You go to our website, LaTechUniversityTheater.com. You could also check our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/LaTechTheater, or our Twitter feed, which is @LaTechTheater.
Associate Professor of Theater Paul Crook at Louisiana Tech University and the production of Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp. Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.